All right.
But Austin tried to rape me.
Seriously.
What?
Get over here. It's me, Mario.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt, and I am here with Tyler and Stefan. No Leaper. What's up?
Howdy. Hello.
Leaper actually told me beforehand he wasn't going to be here, not like 15 minutes before the podcast. So.
Or 15 minutes after we're already about to start.
So I'll give him props. Finally.
Didn't he send you like a PS message?
Send me like a PS message?
Yeah. Like he included like a little sound clip for you to use.
Oh, yeah. He told me to play this just because he wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I'm a dick.
So that's Leaper's contribution to the show this week.
Oh, hey, he's honest every once in a while.
So. I mean, he is honest. After the, like 90 other times he waited till the last minute to tell me, he finally got it right.
It'll be interesting if he actually listens to it, too.
Leaper listens to the podcast.
You heard it here first, folks. Leaper being honest.
Which is amazing. I never thought this day would come where he would be like, you know, before, like, way before the podcast, he's like, hey, I'm not going to be there tonight. Of course, I text Austin right away, because he said if we needed a guest that he'd come on, and he never responded, so.
Shocker.
I honestly, like, I don't think he ever even has his phone, like,
that's what I'm thinking, too. He's the hardest person to reach.
Like, when I'm around him, I usually see him texting, which is odd, because I'm like, then how do you not know that somebody's texting you? But I always get a message, like, 4 hours later, like, oh, sorry, dude, I didn't know you were, like, texting me, or I didn't notice you were sending me something.
Like, I don't want to be an asshole, it's but like, I wouldn't be surprised if she just doesn't want to leave his house. So I was like, oh, I just got your text.
What?
Like, he probably gets it, but he just doesn't want to leave or something. So he's like, oh, sorry, I just got it.
I know, when I want Austin to do something at night, I'll have to text him at, like, 1 in the afternoon.
Hey, so in 3 days,
But yeah, if you have a cell phone, you know, use it.
Well, he tells me, too, like, dude, I have a house phone. I'm like, the cell phone's supposed to be the convenient option.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, use a house phone late at night. Otherwise, his dad will get pissed.
Yeah, I don't want to call his house late at night, either. I guess this was, like, 6, so I could have called it, but I don't have it, actually.
Yeah.
I've never had to call his house
before. I don't even have a cell phone. That's probably because me and him don't get along too well.
You guys just complain too much. Tyler touched me, and I'm like, Tyler, stop it. And then Tyler was like, but Austin called me a poo-poo head. And I'm like, Tyler, Austin, enough, all right?
But Austin tried to rape me. Seriously.
What? That's going on the soundboard. Austin tried to rape Tyler, all right.
I don't like to talk about it.
It's a night of truth, folks.
The night of 1,000
revelations.
Truths. Revelations. I guess that leaves you and me left, Stefan.
I don't know how to break this to you, but...
You're pregnant, and it's his baby.
No.
Oh, damn.
Dang, that could have been a double whammy for both of us.
I'm heterosexual.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I am sorry to disappoint everybody. Like, I know you looked up to me like this. You had this image of me, but I'm not gay.
Damn it.
I also have a confession to make.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. I've been waiting for this for years.
Last night, I was streaming Jurassic Park, and I said I was going to beat it. I didn't beat it.
Oh, that's not what I thought
I beat it
say.
For you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No, I
E.T. E.T. phone home? Come on, give it to me.
Give you a pinky phone home.
All right. So,
I like the pinky.
On the gaming front last night, Steph and I were playing SmackDown vs. Raw. And what were we, like 8-0?
Something like that. We dominated.
Yeah, we did dominate. We dominated tag team matches and elimination chambers, extreme rules, all that good stuff.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That's a game you should get, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm going to wait.
So we can play online more often?
I'd rather get Mortal Kombat, spend my money on that.
Mortal Kombat.
Like, I would never really play it. That's the problem.
Have you even pre-ordered that yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did, sir.
about time.
Sweet.
At the 180th, right?
Yeah. That's the one closest to both my house, so. Okay.
Remember the time, Austin? Was that Halo Reach? He pre-ordered at the wrong GameStop. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So he was, like, by himself while we were all at the 180th
one. Why wasn't he going to switch again? Was it because they're out of the copies?
Of the Legendary by that time. Because this was only, like, a couple weeks beforehand where he realized that he was at the wrong one or something like that.
Because, we pre-ordered from that one all the time.
Because I told him multiple times, like, 180th, or whatever. And I might have even gone into further detail, but apparently he doesn't know streets very well. He was just like, well, why would I go over to that one? And I'm like, that's not the point. Like, I specifically told you 180th. If you had a problem with that, you should have said something instead of just going to 168th and assuming that's the one I meant.
Okay, but, like, even if he doesn't know the streets, like, when have we ever pre-ordered a game from that one?
We did Gears 2.
Yeah, Gears 2.
But that was, like, the only game.
But
like,
the thing is, we always done it at 180th because that was always the fun one.
Yeah.
That's always been the one where people will come by and give you drinks, or they'll play DJ Hero in the street, or some guy will try and cook ravioli with a match.
I just like the people that work there more.
Yeah, it's always been a better experience of that one.
It was
as
funny,
opposed
though.
To 168th, which everyone was just kind of a dick.
Me and Leaper went to the midnight release of Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
And he goes past the Walmart. He's like, man, because I want to get out of the parking lot. I'm like, dude, there's two people here. He's like, oh, well, it's just like 2 minutes before. I'm like, dude, no one. This is Dead Space 2. It's not like it's Halo.
Yeah, and
there's literally four people there that night.
That sucks.
I went to the ODST one by myself at the 168th, and that one was just, it was just not fun. Like, there's a lot of, like, kids there, like, teenagers, and they had, like, a mom with them. She wasn't with them at first, and
it's like, mom, you're cramming my style. Okay, Jamie.
Mom, go to the end of the line.
Like, Casey and I were sitting in a car, like, in her car. And we're just sitting there in the parking lot waiting because I'm like, there's no reason to get in line. There's only like five like teenagers sitting there outside. And they just started yelling things like, vagina, penis. I'm just like,
Jesus
Christ. And then when I get out and like go sit over by them, I'm like, these guys got to feel retarded right now. Like, honestly, like they just look so stupid. Who does that?
They probably don't feel retarded though. That's the problem.
And then their mom, like one of their moms came like 20 minutes later. And I was just, I was so tempted just to, like, ruin these kids' nights. Like, ma'am, your little infants here were saying
shouting,
retarded stuff.
You should have walked up to them after their mom came back. Oh, what? No more vagina?
Have you not given them the birds and the bee talk?
You should have been sitting there going, hey, vagina. Hey, remember? Right? And then the kid's probably, like, trying not to look at you. He's like,
hey.
I don't know what you're talking
hey,
about.
Hey, weren't you the kid that was saying the funny
come on,
things?
Come on, you said penis earlier.
Don't look away from me.
I pointed or at I should have started yelling it at their mom.
Hey, are you penis kid's mom?
Vagina, penis, boobies.
Hey, kids, speaking of penis and vagina, watch me put my penis in your mom's vagina.
Yeah, like, I just like, hey, what's up, lady? And I just like, she gives me a blowjob. You know? I'm like, yeah, this is your mom.
You like that kid? Like that? He's like in the corner crying.
This has gotten way out of hand.
I think it's just about right. They deserve it.
At first, it was just make him feel uncomfortable. Then it's like, yeah, I'm doing your mom in the parking lot.
Yep.
Now you watch. Don't close your eyes.
Yeah, you watch.
I want you to look at me.
Watch this action.
All right, son, I want you to look me in the eye while I'm doing this.
No, no,
she's
wait,
like,
wait.
Make sure your girlfriend, if you ever get there, just make sure your girlfriend.
Make sure
you know,
she does this.
You know, like, just really get in there. Really get in there. Don't be afraid.
All right, Tim, I'm going to show you how to lick the balls, okay?
This is weird.
Anyways, moving on.
I mean, it's not necessarily weird if we would have started there, but we started way low.
That's usually how things tend to work out.
But yeah, 180th has always been the fun one. You know, like when the Red Bull people came by and they give you a Red Bull. I don't really like Red Bull, but I'll take a free one. And they were cool. And then the lady, she was like, because I put the Red Bull in my pocket because it was cold and I didn't want to hold two cans because someone else gave us pop early before that. And she goes by and she's like, did you get a Red Bull? I'm like, yeah, it's in my pants. I'm like, that is a Red Bull too. And the other guy was like, whoa, I know it's a GTA release, but I'm like, sorry, I have to say it.
Did you get a Red Bull? No, I'm just happy to see you.
All right, you guys ready for some gaming news?
Let's do it.
No.
You're
not
ready?
Do it long. Let's do it hard.
What's wrong?
Hmm.
You just not feeling it?
Oh, he's
okay,
feeling
okay.
It.
Okay, I'm ready now.
You ready now? Okay.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news. And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, first up in gaming news, the PS2 just will not die.
Damn.
I recently started playing a PS2 again.
The PS2, in the last fiscal year, sold 6 million units.
Damn, it's because it's so cheap.
Which is just 2 million units below the PSP, and in, like, I think it was one quarter last year, they outsold the PSP.
Have I told you how much they are at gamers, just like the base console?
I think you did, but remind me, I forgot.
Can you guess how much they are?
Did you say like 30 bucks?
Like 30, yeah.
$15.
That's right.
That's right.
$15 just for the PS2 base. Like, if you don't need the... And you can buy the other thing separately if you need to, but...
And you were saying, like, the Super Nintendo's selling for, like, 50?
Yeah, Super Nintendo, like that, yeah.
It's still expensive.
I went with someone that was going to get an N64 or something, and that was, like, 30 bucks. And they wanted a Super Nintendo at first, but that was, like, 80 bucks.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah. PS2.
Sony definitely knew what they were doing when they made the PS2.
I want a Dreamcast. I don't know how much those go for. I think they're pretty expensive.
It was the first system that, like, actually played DVDs, too, that I had to buy, like, a separate fucking... Like, when Xbox came out, they played DVDs, but you had to get, like, the controller for it or whatever.
Oh, you mean...
Yeah, the remote.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant just as a game format. Like, yeah. Put it on DVDs.
No, like, you actually had, like, buy, like...
Are you talking about DVD movies?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, because all the games were put on DVDs with...
Because that's, like, how Microsoft rules. It's like, oh, hey, we can do this and spend more money on it.
Like the extra HD DVD drive for the 360?
Yeah, PS2 was the first system I ever played online. I think it was Tony Hawk Underground, either the first or second that I played online.
I played Xbox was my first online, but I think I watched you play PS2 online, so if that counts.
I also played Mortal Kombat online.
I remember that.
I think my first, like, real online experience was actually Halo on Xbox.
Actually, I think on the computer, well, maybe not. Because the computer, I actually played Mortal Kombat 2 on, like, a ZSNES emulator that could let you play with other people across the world. Yeah. It was pretty neat.
I used to play the Friday the 13th video games on that.
But for a total tally here, the PlayStation 2 has sold 150 million consoles total.
Damn.
Which is more than the NES, SNES, PlayStation, DS, and a lot more than the Wii, apparently.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, they have sold a ton.
Probably making more profit off that than they will ever make off the PS3.
Well, that's...
Not ever, but...
Oh, well, I mean, you're comparing the PS3 to the greatest selling console of all time. Like, well, of course, they made a big profit off that.
I think the problem with that, like, you know, is that they made it too good.
I just think it's amazing that all these old consoles still work, yet a 360 can't even get through its initial lifespan.
Yeah.
Its initial expected lifespan. You got to get, like, two or three new ones.
Part of me thinks it's planned by Microsoft.
No, I just think...
No, I don't know.
Trying to rush it out, and they didn't finish testing it or something.
Yeah, I think it's more of a rush thing, too, because they wouldn't...
They wanted to be the PS2 of this generation and have it, like, a year before the other console.
Yeah, but they came out with the Slim. They had plenty of time for that.
If they had planned it, then they wouldn't have extended the warranty on it.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money by doing that.
If they wanted you to spend more money, they wouldn't have given you... Yeah, they wouldn't have extended your free fixing warranty.
But no, like, how long did Leaper Slim last?
Not very long, but I don't know what he did, because mine does really well.
Leaper leaves his shit on for, like, all night and stuff.
I was surprised when his Slim failed, because I hadn't heard anything about Slim's failing.
His dog probably pissed on it or something.
I mean, I had heard some people having some problems, but it was, like, once in a while. Not like when the Xbox first came out and, you know, like, 10 people in your neighborhood would get it, and 9 of them got the red ring.
Yeah.
And you're the only one playing it. You're like, yeah. I'm playing, what was that launch title? Perfect Dark Zero, all right.
I remember I had my first 360 lasted forever until one night Leaper brought it over to your house. He's like, oh, it's got the red ring.
Yeah, I remember that. We tried the towel trick.
And like,
we put the towel on it for like 2 hours and we'd get like 15 minutes of gameplay out of it.
Well, what pissed me off was like, I don't even think he asked like for me to use it that night. Like, I came home and it was gone. He's like, oh yeah, I took it.
My first Xbox never red ringed, actually. It got banned because we modded it.
Yeah, mine too.
My second one red-ringed.
Dustin still actually has it, and it works. I don't know if it actually red-ringed.
My modded one eventually just kind of, like, died on me. The CD tray wasn't opening up. But by then it was banned, so I didn't really...
I've had to send it in twice, but I can't remember when. I know one was, like, a week or two after Halo 3 came out.
I remember that.
And then...
You couldn't play
Halo
3 for a while.
That was such bad timing. I'm so worried, like, Mortal Kombat's going to come out. It's going to break either right before... right
dude,
after.
Dude, if it breaks, just get a Slim.
I always worry about that when a game I'm looking forward to comes out. I'm like,
have I showed you guys the video of when my Xbox finally was, like, dying?
Yeah.
I was playing SmackDown vs. Raw, and they were in the ring and
humping,
like,
each other.
Yeah, it looked like they were humping each other. It was weird. that one didn't actually red ring, though. It just kind of died.
Yeah, every now and then I get, like, scares because it's, like, running really slow or some shit. I'm like, oh no. And then it just works. I'm like, oh, phew.
But yeah, the band one still works. Dustin has it.
Nice. All right, so out of, like, big gaming companies, which one's kind of the one that usually screws over their customers or isn't very customer friendly?
Microsoft.
Tyler got it. EA.
Oh, okay. Gaming companies?
Yeah, gaming, like, I guess distributors and producers and stuff like that. Not like Microsoft and Sony and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
EA, yeah, definitely.
I just got that Dead Space 2, and, like, now when you buy their games, you have to type in a fucking code just to play online.
That's so stupid.
Or buy it new or whatever.
Fuck you, EA. Yeah. Anyways, EA does something cool, actually. EA saves the day for a Dead Space fan. Now, this fan named Ashley got Dead Space 2 and put it in her Xbox, and then her dog knocked over the Xbox and damaged the disc, and it couldn't be played. She then hit Twitter and contacted people from EA who's previously responded to Dead Space tweets. They asked for her address and sent her a new signed copy of Dead Space 2 and also a custom sketch of Isaac Clarke scolding her dog.
Nice. That's funny.
So EA does something cool for once. Now if they just fix their damn servers.
Oh my god.
It's not being cheap with a horse.
Now here's kind of a question that I'm posing to people who have played Fable. Fable 3 just came out, and this question is already being posed. Can Fable 4 redeem the falling franchise?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
They say that every single time. They're like, okay, this Fable, they're going to do it right this time. And Peter Molyneux, or whatever his name is.
And it's always worse than the original.
Promises
like the
so
one
much.
It.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he promises
they promise
a lot.
They promise way too much, and then they don't deliver.
Like, to me, the first one's still the best out of them all.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, I think the first one's the best, too, and if they would just stop promising goddamn perfect multiplayer, then...
Even the first one didn't have as much as it was supposed to have, but was still a good game.
But still, well, what got gay was, like, not just, like, the gameplay itself, but, like, the armor and shit. Like, since when did we start going to colonial, like, hats and
The thing I hated the most between 1 and 2 is they dumbed down the magic.
Yeah.
You only got, like, a handful of spells, and you could level them all up really easily. I used to like... I like games where... If you can use magic, you got to kind of decide on a path you want to use. Mm-hmm. Do you want to have offensive magic, defensive magic, healing magic? You got to kind of choose.
Did you know that in Fable 3 that you actually have to, like, purchase the black ink? Like, you have to pay, like, $1 to get black ink.
Black dye, I should say. That's dumb.
If you want anything in your attire to be actually black and not, like, a dark gray or anything like that or whatever else they have... You gotta pay $1, 80 points. That's like the dumbest thing in the world. Why wouldn't you just have black dye? That's like the black white should be like the starters and the primary colors.
But like the dumb thing about it too is like on certain outfits you can't change the color on certain parts of the outfit.
It's
like,
really, I don't know what the hell is with those guys. They're retarded.
Like they're like, oh, it's gonna be great, and it sucks worse than the one before it. It like increasingly gets worse.
And they know that they're a far inferior RPG, so then they're like, "Well, Fable 3 is gonna be more like an action game. We're gonna try and like step away from the RPG elements. We're gonna try and make it more action based." And it's like you failed at that too. You can't do anything right. Plus, people love the RPG elements of Fable 1. Why are you just? Yeah. They just make so many stupid decisions, and I don't know why. Like, they promise so much, like, if you don't have enough time to put all that in your game, then either, one, don't promise it, or don't say that you're going to have it, or two, fucking delay your game until it's fixed properly.
Well, you would make Fable, like, 10 times better if they had actually a decent multiplayer. Like, if they had, like a
co-op, you mean?
No, not just that, but if they had something like, you know, what WoW did?
Just have massively
just something,
multiplayer on
it.
You mean just multiplayer in general?
Like, if anyone came out with a game like that, dude, like, imagine, like, how well they do.
Well, is that an Xbox exclusive, and Xbox don't have MMOs?
Yeah,
Xbox is kind of against the whole MMO thing.
But, yeah, I agree. If they had a good co-op, then that'd be at least something, but they don't have that. Even in the third one, they were supposed to fix it because people bitched about the henchmen, and you had to stay on the same screen, which I just absolutely hated.
That was stupid. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And then... So in the third one, they were supposed to fix that, and you know, like, oh, if you want to, you know, if you want to be able to do whatever, fine, we'll give it to you, blah blah blah. And then it ends up being like the person that like you're playing co-op with, they have no real like effect on the game. They can sit there and fight by your side, and they can leave the screen, but the computer players like don't even recognize them. The story doesn't recognize them. It's just like they're just there to aid you in battle. Nothing else.
Do you remember playing online with a friend like in two, and they were just an orb?
Well,
that's how you could, that could see your friends.
Yeah, you could see your friends like as they move, but that wasn't actually co-op.
Yeah,
but that just annoyed me. I was like, okay,
that was stupid.
Well, there's Matt. I think what the hell is Matt doing? Oh my god! Oh god, Matt! Your orb right now.
How could you tell what I was doing if I was just an orb?
I saw your orb thrusting. Right.
One of the things
I see you
going
to the whorehouse. You bastard.
One of the things that kills Fable though is like when you're done with the main story, there's not much to do.
Yeah, there's very little replay value.
And the worst thing about Fable 3, it was so quick.
Giggity.
It was like bad sex. It was like over and
yeah, I don't know how the hell Mr. Mutt played that for like a year.
Oh my god.
He played
Fable 2 like every day for like a year. It's like, what were you doing? How many times have you gone through the arena?
Have you heard of Oblivion by chance? Because I mean, at least that's like 10 times better.
It's like, okay, so I get you can play through it once and you play through it again to be bad, but it's like, you know, it becomes the same shit. You play through it twice and then what? And to me, I can't play through a game more than once. This is like a really, really good game.
Yeah. Oh, well. So that
is why Fable 4.
Fuck Fable 3.
That's why Fable, the series, just kind of sucks now.
Yeah. Don't buy 4.
And nobody should buy into that crap.
If you like Fable and you disagree with our rant, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
That's all I got. I'd say email us, but no, I don't want to hear from you.
And personally, like, you just support it.
And if Fable 4 ends up being a good game, just don't buy into the hype. Like, If it ends up being good, you'll hear about it and then go rent it. But don't fucking waste your money on it just because it looks cool. Because chances are it's not going to be cool. Because
you know what happens is they get your money and then they have enough money to make another shitty game.
Yeah, you'll buy it for $60 and be able to sell it back for $25 and you're screwed. All right, but next story is 10 revolutions that changed gaming industry forever. At first, when I saw this story, I thought it was gonna be like, you know, like this company started up or something like this. But it's actually pretty cool. So. The first thing they list is analog sticks. Pretty big.
Yep.
Think of gaming without analog sticks.
It'd still be huge. Playing with the D-pad.
And the D-pad sucks.
I like the D-pad for like fighters. Well, but for fighters, for like a 3D game, it's just
like
retarded.
When I was playing Jurassic Park on my emulator, when I was streaming it, and it's an overhead view until you go into buildings, and it's a first-person view with the... Yeah. It sucks with the D-pad. Oh my god.
I'll never forget 64 was like the very first like kind of analog one joystick in the worst spot ever.
Yeah, like right in the middle of the control. I always thought that was weird. But yeah.
Next is Minecraft, which I haven't played. Tyler Swanson plays it all the time.
Yeah, we heard about that and learned about it in game development, and it looks like amazing. Like you can do pretty much whatever the hell you want, and you create your world. And
that's
stuff.
Why they said it's so amazing, is because you can create whatever you want with blocks.
Yeah, I mean obviously the graphics are shit because it's just like blocks and pixels and stuff like that. But it's a 3D environment, and you can create your own like world and pretty much do like I said whatever you want. Like some guy made like a whole like city, and it was just glorious. But he made the mistake of putting like a fireplace in one of his houses. And the fire got out of the fireplace, and it burned everything down. There's a video on YouTube of it.
That's awful.
Like, it just everything's on fire. Like, you can't do anything at that point.
Next up is Steam, which allowed players to just download their computer games, like buy it and download it to their hard drive.
Nice.
And Steam often has, like, you know, they'll be like, okay, these games are now free.
Yeah.
You guys can download these.
Yeah.
Or these games are half price now, and for this weekend, go get them.
Yeah, Valve and Steam are definitely in the top five like developers and stuff that actually like do shit for their fans and like appreciate their fans, give them free content all the time. And you can tell because on, you know, Valve and Steam or whatever you want to call it, when you play their games on the computer, like all the DLC is free. On the Xbox, however, all that Left 4 Dead 2 and stuff like that, it's all 800 points, etc. It's because Microsoft does have final say of what prices are, so...
It's not the company. It's
Microsoft. if they said we want this for free, Microsoft would be like, no.
Yeah. Next up is mod support, which is pretty cool because a lot of games, when you get their game, if you mod anything of it, they're like, you're banned. you're gone. Yeah. But some companies, like FireAxis with Civilization 5, have like a mod menu in the main menu where you can download mods and things that change your game.
Yeah, Unreal Tournament, I think, is a big like contributor of like mods and stuff, like letting you make your own. Like, I've seen people make like Mortal Kombat like levels in like 3D, and you're sitting there, you know, playing Unreal Tournament in them, because like, see, you can do that kind of stuff. It looks really sweet.
Like, there's nothing wrong with modding until you like you become a prick with it. Like,
well, that's a different kind of modding.
Yeah, they're mostly talking about modding levels.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's modding where you're just like modifying the game to make your own like content for it, and there's modding the game to like cheat,
like
manipulate and stuff like that.
That's why like there should be nothing wrong with modding a level. You're just like taking what they did and, you know, making it better. But
next up is, a game size can be bigger than your hard drives. Now, 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, I remember having a big discussion with Andy about this, about how Blu-ray was just, it came on too early, and how I thought it was overpriced, and it was. Now it's come down in price, but what they're mentioning here is that now you can have games on like a Blu-ray disc that are up to 100 to 200 gigabytes, eliminating playing games on multiple discs.
That's insane.
Yeah. And my point a couple years ago was that eliminating multiple discs wasn't worth the huge price increase. But now the price increase isn't that bad, so.
That's kind of the problem with games these days, too, is they're too damn short. Anyways.
There are a lot of short games.
I wonder if half, like, most of that just has to do with, like, there's so much graphic and detail in it that they just can't fit it all into.
There's always DLC.
I don't know about that.
Now they can just make you pay for the rest of the story.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I mean, in the old days, what you put out was, you know, your final product, and they probably took longer to develop games. Now it's like everybody's trying to make them in, like, 2 year spans.
Or
so
a year. Call of Duty games are made in a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, just,
it's a different company, I think. They alternate each.
Okay, well,
so
I
they
guess
each have, like,
sense,
2 years.
But
yeah.
What about Street Fighter games?
Yeah.
They I mean, I know they're half price, or like $30, I think.
Yeah.
But still, they're making a new one every year and adding like two characters and an extra level.
Super Street Fighter, and that's what they used to do, so it's nothing new.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I hate that. I hate when they just add like six characters and change a little bit around.
I think Inspector vs. Raw. Same company makes that every year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I was surprised when I got Dead Space 2, though.
Or Madden
actually,
and
like,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Madden. Like,
sports games usually do that.
It was the first two-disc game I've actually like bought in a long-ass time. Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
And it's still like,
I haven't played a multiple
disc
game in a while, but I never had a problem with multiple disc games. A lot of people hate them, but I used to play it all the time on PlayStation.
Last one I think I ever played, and maybe the only one, was Resident Evil 0. I think it was on GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
That was multiple.
Yeah, because they just don't make them really anymore.
Yeah. Next up is Nintendo Wii as a Revolution. It used to be called the Revolution.
Yep.
After that is Gaming on the Move. Is portable games.
Yep.
After that is Rise of Indie Games, and this one talks about Limbo.
Yeah, yeah. Still want to play that. I'm waiting for it to go down to like $10.
After that is Xbox Live.
What's
which,
that?
Which brought online gaming to consoles.
Indeed.
And then after that is console first-person shooters, which brought first-person shooters to consoles, which used to be a computer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, purists, will still argue with you that, well, you should play it on the computer. I'm like, but I have a console.
There's just something about holding the control in my hand.
Yeah, Spoonie's very, like, heavy on that. Like, he's like, Halo sucks. Like, people that like Halo have never actually played, like, a, you know, a first-person shooter on the computer. It's like, sure, but I like the console, so I don't want to play it on the computer.
Yeah, like, I don't care if you guys play computer games.
There's just something less realistic about, like, going, like,
I know. Yeah. I don't like to be like, oh, I gotta do this. Hit the W.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just not a big computer guy. Now, if sometime down the road, or maybe soonish, I don't know, I want to get Civ 5, but it's not a first person shooter. So.
Yeah, I was talking to a kid that I work with, and he's into like computer gaming. And I'm like, you know, I wouldn't mind if I used a controller. He's like, well, that just completely takes the point out of it.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
and I don't know. Everything I hear about computer gamers is like, every time they tell me why I suck for playing games on a console, it's like, I don't want to play games on the computer now because it sounds like everyone's going to be a dick.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like when you're playing with the over-competitive people.
It's just another, like, group of people, like elitists that think they're, you know, better just because, like, even if their games are better, I can't, like, judge that. But even if your games are better, like, on the computer, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let us play our fucking games, whatever
we'll
we want to do.
We'll play our shit.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, after we just started bashing computers, why don't we bash a console? All
right.
Kinect in 2011. What's coming out? What's coming out for the Kinect in 2011?
Nothing.
I got some ones here. Body and Brain Connection.
Oh, yeah.
Dance Paradise. Brunswick Pro Bowling.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Fantastic Pets. Comes out March 15th.
Nice.
Winter Sports 3, The Great Tournament. Made by the creators of Zoo Games. Child of Eden. Get Fit with Mel B. U-Star 2.
May it be, everyone.
Michael Jackson, The Experience. Carnival Games. Monkey See, Monkey Do. Virtua Tennis 4. Michael Phelps, Push the Limit.
Oh my
Forza
God.
4. Now, there's a game that's actually something.
Four?
I don't like Forza, but...
Michael Jackson, The Experience, you said? Yeah. That's going to be the first game where you have to be, like, 7 or under.
This one sounds interesting. Rise of Nightmares. It's a survival horror game made by Sega for the Kinect.
Nice.
Huh. Sounds interesting. After that, a Star Wars title, which sounds cool, but it's named Kinect Star Wars.
The original.
Yeah, I had to call it Kinect Star Wars. Codename D, Steel Battalion Heavy Armor, Haunt, and that's it.
This is off topic, but after this podcast, I gotta show you a video.
Okay. All
right. It has to do with the guy prank calling Microsoft about the Kinect.
Is it from Friday Night Cranks?
No, it's from Onage Pranks.
Okay. I was gonna say, because I've seen a bunch from Friday. Speaking of which, I love Friday Night Cranks, and I take some inspiration off them for some prank calls, but finally they did something after we did it. They called Japan this past week.
Oh.
We've called Japan.
We did it first.
Yeah. I love Friday Night Cranks.
We didn't get very far, though.
If people haven't listened to Friday Night Cranks, they're fucking hilarious.
Well, listen to us first.
Listen to us first, and move on to them. All right, next up. Now, this is purely speculative, but Halo Combat Evolved reboot release date revealed. Possible question HD. Mark? They're talking about not just HD, but like a artistic overhaul too.
Damn.
So that sounds fun. That's something we just kind of stopped doing. We got Halo 1 for our Xboxes and we kind of stopped playing it. That was fun.
Kind of haloed out, to be honest. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I will agree with you. And it was
I'm
Halo. Like if they come out with Halo 1, like a reboot where they make like everything over again.
Wait. This was released on G4TV.com by Steven Johnson.
Nice.
That's almost your name.
It's almost.
People call you Steven.
It's true. But it's actually me. But yeah. Like it'd be cool. I'd definitely be excited for it. But as of now, like, I just can't get into it.
I'll be honest.
I think I'm just burned out on first-person shooters in general. Like, this whole past almost decade. almost decade, because Halo 1 was what, like, 2002? Or we started playing in...
2002, yeah.
We started playing in 2001, 2002-ish, because it came out in 2001, and we started playing in probably 2002. So almost, like, a decade has been focused on, like, first-person shooters. Yeah. Like, 80% of the games we've played are first-person shooters, and I'm just getting... Like, they're still fun. Like, when I first buy it, I'll still play it, but they seem to only last for, like, a month, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I
just get...
I still play Black Ops quite a bit.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying that they're not fun to, like, go back to, but I'm just saying my initial rush, like, I'll love it for the first month, like I did Battlefield, Halo Reach, Black Ops. I played the shit out of all of those when I first got it for, like, a month, like I said. But then it's just, like... I'll find, like, another game that offers a different experience. I'm like, oh, man. Like, when we first played, like, Super Mario Wii.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that was like, that's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. This is, it's like coming out of, like, a, like, it's like coming out of a cave where you were just sheltered to first-person shooters for forever. And you're like, oh, yeah, there's other games out there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I've been really enjoying other types of things.
I think the thing with first-person shooters, too, it's like, you know, after a month, you just get so fucking pissed off and frustrated with it. Like,
they are probably the most competitive out of all the games we play.
But, I don't know, like, this last week, for some reason, like, I don't know if it's just withdrawal, but I've been like, I kind of want to play Halo.
I tried
but
it.
But then I, like, shrug it off.
I've been tempted to play some Halo Reach, but honestly, I'd want to play Halo 1 more than Halo Reach right now, just because it was so fun playing split-screen in the same room.
Like,
that was so fun.
I still have it. Like, I'm sure, like, eventually I'll get back into it, but it's just so, like, right now.
And also, games like that, I mean, we always do this, but whenever you stop playing them and then you start playing them again, like, months later, people know everything by then. Like,
yeah.
People
yeah.
are, like, so advanced. Like, think about Halo 3 when we tried to go back to that after yeah. not playing it for, like, a year. Well, it wasn't that long, but still. People were doing those, like, fucking hops over your head and assassinating you,
yeah.
doing all these, like, fucking tricks, and it's just, like, it gets to the point where you feel like you missed the bus on that, and you're like,
yeah.
now I'm, like, an old person trying to play Halo. And, like, it was fun. Like, when you first get a game, everybody's at an even, like, playing field. Everybody knows just as much as everybody else, and then it's super awesome because you can do awesome and you feel good, but then, like, if you leave it for a while, then you come back in, you're like, everybody's doing all these weird shits and glitches
and that's where the
tricks
whole,
and tips and et cetera, and you're like, okay, this...
That's where the whole, like, getting tired of first-person shooters come from, because, like, yeah, it's fun
people
when
get
you
so
know,
good.
Evenly, and then everyone else just, like, takes off, and you're still like, shit, I still haven't prestiged yet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was like, I've prestiged 9 times.
Yeah, I thought about playing Black Ops the other night with, like, Dustin, and he's probably on his, like, 4th prestige, I'm guessing.
Plays
yeah,
that.
He's always
he's
on
always
He
on
plays
that.
By himself. I think he prefers to play by himself because yeah. he can just, like, not wear a headset and listen to his music. But anyways.
Did I ever tell you about the time, though, where, like, I was playing the game. I noticed he was at my party.
This is stupid.
I was like, Dustin? Is this Dustin Johnson? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, how weird is that we randomly got into the same party? He goes, well, yeah, because I joined your party. I was like, oh.
He joined your game.
Yeah. I didn't realize he joined my game. I just thought, like, we somehow randomly got matched up together.
The only time that's ever happened, I think, was with Everos and Halo.
Yeah, I remember that.
But yeah, it's just... I thought about it. This was, like, 2 nights ago. And I saw him on, and I'm like, I know I'm going to go into that game and just get raped. And I'm going to, like... He's going to be on his, like, 5th prestige. And I'm on, like, level 14 or level 20 of the first prestige. And I was just like...
You know
I'm
going to
be so
off?
Behind of it.
My little brother, Jackson.
Why?
Dude, he barely plays Black Ops, right?
And he does better than you?
Yeah, he'll get like, he plays it like maybe 5 times. Now he's got like 23
Dude,
kills
little
a game.
Kids are fucking amazing at games.
My sister just bought Black Ops, and I was hoping her, we were having connection problems, so I was hoping her fix it. So I played a game to see if she'd get booted out, and I actually played really well, so... I was kind of tempted to play. I really want to play Battlefield, though, too.
No, this, seriously, this is
and
me playing with Jackson.
To play
like, we'll play together, and he'll get 23. I'm like 13. I'll look at him. Oh, fuck you.
I did get a 1.28 gigabyte update for Battlefield.
God.
That's
geez.
A giant fucking update.
Yeah,
like a mandatory
update.
I still want to get that, though, like after you talked about it. I really want to try it.
Battlefield, it's fun, dude. Battlefield is a really fun game.
It's a fun alternative to the other two.
It is. It offers something a little bit different. I love the actual necessity for teamwork. Not like it's just nice or it's good to have or good teams use it. No, every single person has to use some sort of teamwork.
You
or,
won't win
or
unless
you
don't
lose.
Have, like even when it's just, like, me and Matt and our whole other team's doing something else, we have a chance of winning. Mm-hmm. But if it was just me off on my own, like, I may get, like, something, like, get some groundwork done. Maybe I'll take out one case if I get lucky and there's not enough people, like, guarding it, or I just have a, like, fucking rape spree.
Yeah.
But beyond that, you're not going to actually win the actual match because that last stage is a bitch.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, that's something I want to play again soon. But I guess we'll see. It kind of
Gears was pretty fun too.
Gears I had fun with Gears. I didn't have a ton of fun with Gears though.
Yeah.
It was kind of if you were to ask me what game I wanted to go back to, it'd probably be last on my list, but
it made me a little bit more looking forward into Gears 3 to be honest.
Yeah, like out of the shooters I want to play Battlefield more than anything else right now. And then probably Black Ops and Halo 1, Halo Reach, and then Gears. But I still want to play all of them. I know what some people are thinking, though. Like, why don't you just play it? Like, I have more fun playing online with my friends.
Yeah.
My favorite part about Gears, really, is Horde. I always liked Horde
Horde's
the best out of it. Like, it's the best kind of, like, Horde mode.
Hey, you guys know that Horde mode in Halo?
I
have to listen to last week's podcast to get that joke.
Leaper.
All right, guys. Are you ready for some trivia?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it.
Get ready to think hard, because it's time for some video game trivia.
May the best man win.
No, I want it.
All right, video game trivia. Now, honestly, I try and do these questions in threes, so it kind of sucks when one person's not here. But we'll do just fine. Trying to sneak a peek.
I can't see that well.
All right, we'll start with you, Stefan. Stefan, the soldier in Team Fortress 2 is supposed to represent what nationality? French, German, American, or British?
I'm going to go... Damn. What were the options again? One more time.
French, German, American, or British?
Hmm. That's a. I'm gonna go with fuck.
That would be wrong.
One of the answers. No,
I guess American. Okay.
It is American.
I thought that was it, but I'm just like, it's gonna be one of those fuckers that can like. I think it's one thing. And it's
I would have said the Brits.
So I knew the spy was like French. I was trying to go over all of them and think of like who was what.
All right, Tyler. In the first Twisted Metal game, what was the name of the monster truck? Hammerhead, Auger, Axle, or Crusher?
Crusher?
Stefan?
What was the question and answers?
In the first Twisted Metal, what was the name of the monster truck? Hammerhead, Auger, Axle, or Crusher?
Auger? That was a stupid guess.
It is Hammerhead.
Hey, we still had two more guesses. We can still technically...
Nope.
Process of elimination.
All right, Stefan. Who hosts the tournament in Twisted Metal 4? Calypso, Auger, Flower Power, or Sweet Tooth?
Calypso?
Tyler?
Auger?
I like Twisted Metal, but I never actually like really got into them.
That is, I believe, the only Twisted Metal that Calypso doesn't host.
I don't even know he hosted. I thought it was Sweet Tooth.
Nope. Sweet Tooth, this is the only one where Sweet Tooth does host.
That's the only guy I know from Twisted Metal. I don't remember very well. All
right, Tyler. What was Calypso special in Twisted Metal 4? A spear, a nuke, a shockwave, or a drill?
Yeah, it was a spear.
I'm going to go with shockwave. Wow.
Nuke. Man, you guys are failing tonight.
I don't know anything about Twisted Metal except for Sweet Tooth
that
it's about cars.
That doesn't mean anything because you don't...
I played it like two times.
Every time we do a trivia, you get a question that you don't know anything about and someone eventually gets it.
Well...
We're down a person.
No, it rarely goes through three people.
I was not a PlayStation guy. Sorry.
I didn't get into
PlayStation
until like two.
Twisted Metal game.
I've got Twisted Metal 3. We can go up there and play it right now.
Cool.
I like the game. I only played it once. But.
All right. Stefan, it's on you, right?
Yep,
yeah.
I think so.
Stefan, which of these is the first level in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2? The school, New York, the bull ring, or the hangar?
Two.
Damn. I'm pretty sure it's between two. I'm going to go with... What? I know it's one of the two that I'm thinking of. I'm going to go with...
Damn. Do you need thinking music?
Oh my gosh, I know this, but I'm worried that it's going to be the first one. I'm going to go with the hangar.
You're going to go with the hangar?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yes.
You sure?
Yep.
All right.
Ding!
It is the hangar.
Because the first Tony Hawk started out in like a hangar as well. Like, it was like a hangar-type setting.
Yeah.
The factory, or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah, all right, Tyler. Which one of these levels is the last in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2? The Bull Ring, New York, Skate Street, or Philadelphia?
What were they again?
The school, New York, Bull Ring, or the hangar? Oops, sorry. That was the first question. Which of these levels is the last level of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2? The Bull Ring, New York, Skate Street, or Philadelphia?
Skate Street?
Stefan?
We go with Philadelphia.
Damn, it's
New
is
York.
The Bull Ring.
Bull Ring? Shit. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember that level.
I know, that's like...
All right, Stefan. You might hate this question, but which of the following was the fifth track in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2? Heavy Metal Warrior by Consumed, Guerrilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine, You by Bad Religion, or Blood Brothers by Papa Roach?
Repeat them one more time. Some answers. Sorry.
Heavy Metal Warrior by Consumed, Guerrilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine, You by Bad Religion, and Blood Brothers by Papa Roach.
Guerrilla Radio?
Tyler?
What were the answers again?
Oh my God.
That's a lot to take in.
I know, but Jesus Christ, I already said it twice. Heavy Metal Warrior by Consumed, Guerrilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine, You by Bad Religion, and Blood Brothers by Papa Roach.
Heavy Metal Warrior.
Answer is You by Bad Religion.
God, we're doing so awesome.
This is the eighth question now, and the score is 2-0. Stefan is in the lead. Tyler, in WWE Day of Reckoning, which of the following teams is in the game? the APA, the Basham Brothers, Kidman in London, or the Dudley Boys?
Kidman in London.
Stefan?
I'm going to go with the Dudley Boys. Damn, it's the Bashams, isn't it?
It is the Basham Brothers. Fuck. All right, Stefan. Which of these legends is not unlockable in Day of Reckoning? Bret Hart, Brutus Beefcake, Greg Valentine, or Sergeant Slaughter?
Gonna go with... What was the third answer?
Greg Valentine.
Second.
Brutus Beefcake.
And the first and fourth? No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna go with Bret Hart. Damn it!
Tyler.
What's up with all these damn fucking games I don't remember anything of?
Brutus Beefcake?
Jesus. It's Sergeant Slaughter, isn't it?
It is Sergeant Slaughter.
Damn it. It's always between two.
All right,
I pick
Tyler.
The wrong one every time.
Oh, God.
Whether or not you guys get these next two questions right, that's the first time you guys are going to have like less than 5 points total after the first page of questions here. Tyler, which move template is not available in Shop Zone on Day of Reckoning? Jeff Hardy, Hayabusa, Hulk Hogan, or Goldberg?
Hayabusa.
Stefan?
Why does he always get the thinking music?
I'm giving you thinking music. You usually answer too fast, Stefan thinks.
What were the other three beyond Hayabusa? Jeff Hardy, Goldberg, and who?
Hulk Hogan.
I'm going to go with Jeff Hardy.
Oh my
it is
God.
Goldberg.
Dear God.
I can't remember any of these games.
God.
I don't. I was never. Like, I played Day of Reckoning. I think we played it together once. But
yeah,
I don't remember.
I'm surprised.
I don't remember it at all.
Three questions. I'm surprised. I mean, each of the questions you guys took two stabs at.
I'm a SmackDown versus Raw guy.
I know.
You can't help it.
Jeez. You think you guys at least get one? No. Just that process of elimination of the questions?
We're not, absolutely not.
We're not in the luck tonight.
All right, Stefan. Get ready for a bunch of Mega Man questions. You played through Mega Man 2, didn't you?
1 and 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So maybe you'll get this. These are questions from 2 through 4.
Well, then we'll see what happens.
This one's Mega Man 2, though. Which of these bosses is in Mega Man 2? Magnet Man, Dive Man, Quick Man, or Pharaoh Man?
Quick Man.
Quick Man, final answer,
yeah.
And bing.
You was the one you got it right when he says final answer.
Well, it doesn't matter. I already chose the answer, so it doesn't matter.
All right, Tyler. Which Mega Man boss gives you atomic fire? Pharaoh Man, Gemini Man, Heat Man, or Crash Man?
Heat Man.
Heat Man?
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Does it sound like he said Heat Man? Heat Man is not part of the part of Mega Man.
Hey, he's on the board.
By the time we get to question 12, Tyler's now on the board. All right, Stefan. In which of these Mega Man levels do you not go underwater? Skull Man, Bubble Man, Dive Man, or Gemini Man?
What was the third one?
Dive Man.
Wow. I'm going to go with Skull Man.
Skull Man is correct.
I knew Bubble Man. I didn't know the other three, but Dive Man is kind of obvious. And Gemini, I don't know, but I just took a guess.
All right, Tyler, which boss's weapon is strong against Crash Man? Flash Man, Metal Man, Air Man, or Wood Man?
Giggity. What was the question again?
I don't know.
Which boss's weapon is strong against Crash Man? Flash Man, Metal Man, Air Man, or Wood Man?
Giggity. Metal Man.
Stefan?
Yeah. This is a tough one. Okay, what was beyond Metal Man, Flash Man, and Wood Man? What was the other one?
Air Man.
Crash Man. I'm going to go with...
You might outthink the drop.
I'm gonna go with Airman.
Okay. It is Airman.
You fuck.
Man, that you was guys a are tough blowing one. Through the Mega Man questions.
Because I play...
Well, Stefan is.
Well, yeah.
I remembered, see, but I didn't remember which one... Like, I know you use Flash while you're going through the level to get, like, to be able to make it through the level, but I didn't think you used it on the boss, because
well,
it's
worthless.
Well,
what sucks is you picked, a bunch of games I never really played.
No, I'm not accepting that as an excuse anymore, because you guys have always gotten questions right about games you haven't played. Either you'd eliminate a couple and you'd get one or something.
But see, I don't know anything about Mega Man.
I'm not taking your excuses, all right?
Well, you'll
I'm
take
not
it.
Taking them.
You'll take it.
Tyler, which one of the following Mega Man bosses is blue? Top Man, Crash Man, Dust Man, Quick Man.
What were they again?
No.
You said it too fast. You're like...
Well, God.
Well, when every other question is the same man.
The answer is Blue Man.
The Top Blue Man, crew. Crash Man, Dust Man, or Quick Man?
Top Man.
Stefan?
What were the other three answers?
Crash Man, Dust Man, and Quick Man.
Go with Crash Man.
He was Dust Man.
Yeah, I
didn't
know
bad
that.
Is he beating me?
He wasn't in one,
five
one or
one.
Two. It's only one.
Coincidentally, that was the odds of Tyler winning this. It was 5-1. All right, Stefan. Where is Drill Man's level? In a pile of dirt? In a cave? In the sky? Or in a house?
In a cave.
See? Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I could answer that one.
It's in a house. Don't bring that drill in the house.
All right, Tyler. Last Mega Man question.
Okay.
Which Mega Man boss destroys itself when you hit the fire button after it's already been fired? Bubble Man, Dust Man, Drill Man, or Bright Man?
Bubble Man?
It is not Bubble Man.
Repeat the question.
Which Mega Man boss destroys itself when you hit the fire button after it's already been fired?
Fire button after it's already been fired. What were the answers?
Bubble Man, Dust Man, Drill Man, or Bright Man?
I'm going to guess Drill Man.
Ding! You're an asshole.
He sounds like the only fucking mechanized one. Power button.
Yeah, but bubbles blow up.
No.
They pop.
Bubble Man, use the saw on.
I didn't
bitch.
Play the damn game, right?
I don't care, but use
what's
some
a bubble man
see,
use
that's what I'm talking
for?
About. If you would have just thought about it.
Use a saw for? What?
You said Bubble Man used a saw?
Do you know how Mega Man works at all? Like, when you beat when you beat one of the bad guys, you get their power.
Yeah.
I'm saying you use the saw guys. I think it's Metal Man, maybe. I don't know.
Against
maybe
Bubble
the
man?
Wood Man. It's probably Wood Man that has the saw, and you use that against the bubble, and he's, like, gone in one or two hits.
All right. Next three questions are from the Guitar Hero games.
Damn.
So, Stefan, I need you to name this song from Guitar Hero 3. Is it Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson, Threes and Sevens by Queens of the Stone Age, Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll by Blue Oyster Cult, or Reptilia by The Strokes?
Gonna go with the third one.
Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll?
Sure.
Tyler?
I'm going to go with the fourth one.
Reptilia?
Yeah.
It's Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson.
Never heard of that.
This is sweet.
All right, Tyler, name this song from Guitar Hero 2. Is that Dead by My Chemical Romance, Them Bones by Alice in Chains, Surrender by Cheap Trick, or War Pigs by Black Sabbath?
War Pigs.
Ding.
That is it.
Fuck you.
All right, Stefan. Name this song from Guitar Hero 1.
Okay. Crispin Moore? No.
Was that Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top? Ace of Spades by
Ace
Motorhead?
Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
All right. It is Ace of Spades. Nice. Give you this.
Ding. I do know my Motorhead. Some of them, anyways.
All right, Tyler. Last question.
Oh, I just might win. Oh, my God.
No, the score is 8-2.
Fuck you.
Which of these games force the players to collect light seeds? Alone in the Dark, Mirror's Edge, Sonic Unleashed, or Prince of Persia?
Prince of Persia.
Ding!
Hey, well, what do you know? He finishes strong.
I actually played that game, that's why.
That's not a bad score.
It ended up not being a bad score.
That's, well, I mean, like, our overall total is usually what we get anyways with the three of us.
There's 21 questions.
We just missed a shit ton at the start.
That was.
You guys got, what, over half of them right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
You got 11 right.
Okay.
It was not a good night for me, I must say.
The Mega Man.
When is it?
It was kind of a classic night, so I'm a little weak on the classics.
I should make a fucking trivia one of these times, and you three could do it.
Next time we do trivia, sure, I'll be up for that.
It's gonna be like nothing to do with video games.
We'll have to trade
in Mortal Kombat.
We'll have to trade places, and you'll have to use the soundboard. Can you handle that?
No.
Can you handle the responsibility of all these clips like this?
I'm a dick.
Stefan's gonna come in. He's like, so if Trinley's bossing at 4:15.
Or this?
I just love putting this meat in my mouth. So juicy.
Mm. Or this?
Show me your genital.
That's singular. Show me your genital.
One genital. Behind the other. You know, it's like a tease.
All right, so that will do it for trivia. Stefan wins. Tyler does stuff.
I was here.
And finally, I have some technology news. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Lay it on me, Raiden.
Make sure you guys are ready.
I have to poop.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers. All right, well, I've got a lot for technology news, and we've already hit about an hour. So this is going to be a long podcast.
It's like the old days.
By the way,
started going off like on tangents.
I now know why all these chairs are fucked up.
Leaper?
What? No, Steph's over here like leaning back in it.
What but the hell does that have to do with it?
I don't think Stefan's got a lot of chairs, though. Although I do think leaning back kind of fucks those chairs up.
Yeah, I mean.
But I think, no, because the one that really broke was Leaper's.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you it's because he bounces in it all the time.
And he can't fucking
back and forth and stuff like that. I guarantee you. And he will deny it to the world's end.
We need to have, like, a motion intervention with him. Like, okay, look, you just
you need to sit still.
Just tie him to a chair for, like, 3 days.
Sometime soon, I'm gonna buy like a few chairs. Chairs are expensive, but everyone's gonna have four legs, so
I'm sure I could round up some like folding chairs.
Yeah, I was gonna get something a little bit better than just a metal folding chair.
Let's get Lazy Boys.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you.
I'm gonna bring my own chair in.
Maybe when I get better mic stands, because these will only reach so far. But if I get ones that sit out next to you, you can recline and pull it up to you.
So I have this awesome chair that I never use at my dad's. It's just like a green cushion. Nice
it's
chair.
Prince money.
Yeah.
All right, first up, technology news. Bing caught copying search results from Google. So what do you guys think?
I still need to poop.
Oh, hey, Leaper. He's texting over there.
Sorry.
Probably playing Mortal Kombat.
I wish, dude.
But Google suspected Bing of stealing search results. So what they did...
Wait, hold on, guys. I gotta
call your girlfriend.
Yeah, I gotta call my girlfriend and say goodnight.
But so what Google did was it had its employees put in a bunch of bogus search results for something no one would ever search for, just gibberish words, and then have a search result come up for it. They did that, and after a while, you know, they let it in there for a while. And then on December 17th, those same Google employees searched the gibberish words on Bing, and it came up with the same exact search result as Google.
Tricky.
So Bing tells you to, you know, think outside Google, and yet they just copy Google.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was just kind of like staring at you. I was like trying to listen, but I wasn't actually comprehending. I wasn't comprehending it.
You're just staring.
I'm just like looking at you. Like, uh-huh.
That's pretty smart though on Google's part.
Yeah. For those.
So they pretty much set them up.
Yeah.
I think those people at Google are pretty smart.
Nah.
No, not at all.
Shh, don't say that. I'm using Google Chrome right now. If you guess anything bad about
Google,
shuts off. It's going to explode.
And that's the end of the
power. All right, I should have mentioned this last week, and I didn't. I missed the story. Canada gets first bitter dose of metered internet. In Canada, they're dropping their usage down to from 200 gigabyte caps to 25 gigabyte caps. And they're paying about the same amount.
Is that to avoid the internet pollution?
Internet pollution?
You're crazy.
What they're doing is charging you based on usage, and then the caps now are like 25 gigabytes. I mean, any of us here probably go over 25 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. Just streaming stuff, yeah. Downloading stuff, uploading stuff.
My porn god.
And what I heard, though, is it might get overturned, but at the same time, the fact that it was passed in the first place is pretty insane. Because people are paying what we're paying, pretty much, per month. Except, you know, like Comcast here, their cap is 250 gigabytes. Some places it's just unlimited, and now all the carriers in Canada go up to about 25.
So if you want to use internet, don't go to Canada. As a matter of fact, just don't go to Canada.
They should police the internet.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah,
they should.
We'd be screwed.
I think everybody's lives would be so much more productive if we didn't have an internet to just sit on and browse.
Speaking of policing the internet, Homeland Security shuts down live streaming sites that stream sports. I didn't realize Homeland Security was part of that.
Yeah.
But apparently they shut down a bunch of sites that stream like sports games.
That's lame.
Why?
Because you'd have to buy the sports package on your TV to watch it, and then you just go on the internet.
Honestly, yeah, it's Homeland Security, though. I mean,
that's weird. Homeland Security shutting down a bunch of people that just want to watch sports.
I thought they were the ones that were supposed to find, like, Osama or something.
Obama? He's in the White House.
Osama Bin Laden?
Oh.
Obama Bin Laden?
Probably sounds bad on me. And I like Obama.
No, I don't have a problem with Obama.
No, but it sounded bad on me just going, when you're talking about terrorists, I'm like, Obama.
I just want the gas prices to go down.
Oh, fuck that, dude. I fucking hate gas prices. And you know what? They were really high before.
You were going to be like, no, I like gas prices.
No, they were really high before the economy tanked. And then when it tanked, gas prices didn't turn. But what people stopped doing was looking for ways to make it cheaper. Because once it became cheaper, they're like, oh, it's all cool now, but it's going to go back up.
That's what happened in the 70s.
All I know is Obama hasn't even, like, addressed it. He hasn't even, like, I remember, like, during his speech, I heard that he just kind of, like, danced around.
That needs addressed badly.
Like, they gave Bush so much shit during, like, 2008, the summer, where, yeah. like, gas prices were, like, $3.28 or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And here they are at, like, $3.15, $3.20, depending where you go, et cetera.
Look, it's okay, because like, Obama, he plays basketball, so, you know.
It's like he's half black. We can only say so much. we can't be rude.
But no, like, I don't know, it's just ridiculous. Like, in the 70s, they had the same problem. And what happened was, you know, oil went back down again, blah, 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 blah. So people were like, screw it, we don't need to worry about alternatives anymore. Well, what? 30 years later,
they need to start making tons of cars and advanced technology so we can, you know, not rely on gas. So
I know. They need to advance and make something instead of just being like, well, you know, because it came down in 2008, but in the fall of 2008, but it was going to go back up. It was because the economy tanked that it went down.
Electric cars, though, they're getting better, though, like less gay, which is nice.
Less gay.
Well, have you ever seen, like, remember the old-fashioned electric cars? Like, who the fuck would want to be seen driving
that? Well,
fucking,
when
like,
first cars were made, they were electric.
Yeah.
The first cars, I mean, like, the first cars, they were electric cars. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, how did we move away from that and go to something fucking retarded?
Because gas, you could, you go faster.
Electric cars go fast.
All I know is they are getting pretty
advanced.
Yeah, but
see, back then...
Isn't there, like, a commercial
as fast as
for a car that can, like, go pretty far just on electricity alone?
The Roadster. Oh, the new Volt.
Yeah, or whatever that is. Where you can, like, go up to, what, like, 50 miles on... Yeah. It's probably more than that,
or
but...
Or at least a freaking hybrid, because a hybrid goes to gas, like... Because you use, like, 20% of your gas just idling at stoplights. Mm-hmm. It shuts
doesn't
off
like
the
a,
gas engine.
Doesn't, like, a Prius or something like that go on, like, 50... get like 50 miles to the gallon or something like that?
Something like that. Like some hybrid cars, like I was watching something in my weather and climate class that was about people trying to get the most gas mileage out of their hybrids, and they were getting like 99 to 100 miles a gallon.
That's insane.
Yeah. It's like,
you know how much money you would save in a year if you just didn't have to pay for gas?
That's insane.
Like, I mean, not as much.
The problem isn't like having the alternatives. The problem is moving people to the alternatives.
Well, and
not
the,
really.
I always hear, like, there's a lot of people that are willing to do it, and right now it is kind of expensive, but
yeah.
A lot of things I hear is like, well, I just want to hear the rev of that engine. You know, the people around you don't.
Is it really worth that?
Yeah.
Like, though,
are
like paying so much money for that?
I just want to hear it, you know, I just want to hear it loud.
BMW Did you see the BMW came out with the new improved diesel?
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool, but shit,
although
that's
diesel,
so much money to, like, to fill a car.
No, diesel's cheaper.
No, it's not. Diesel?
Usually it's not.
No, diesel's
like
usually cheaper.
Like at gas stations, it's usually not. I really don't think so.
No.
Anytime I go by...
being in a gas station, and the lady came in and said, excuse me, your gas prices are wrong. Diesel costs more. And she goes, sometimes diesel costs more. Usually diesel's like 60 cents cheaper.
Dang, usually every time I see diesel, it's like...
Yeah.
No, every time I see diesel, it's
I usually see it as
cheaper.
Expensive. I think I remember like once where it was cheaper, but that's about it.
You guys remember going to Texas and like those Love's gas stations where they post their gas prices and change like every 0.5 seconds? Do you remember
up in that one movie, whatever that was? Yeah. He's filling up the car and the gas. They keep changing the signs as he's filling it up.
Yeah, see, right now in Omaha, the average for gas is 3.2 and diesel's at 2.8.
Really?
That's weird. That's I've always seen diesel cheaper.
That's weird. For some reason, I've always seen it more expensive. But
I think I'm still not convinced. Yeah. You got the facts there. So. Right now, it's cheaper. So I'll give you that.
Let's make a trip to the gas station, guys, and see... see what's going on.
Next story. Wi-Fi users guard their own networks but are happy to use others. And it's just kind of a survey of how many people have actually tried using someone else's Wi-Fi network.
I have.
Yeah, I have too.
I have.
Not like
I've done it.
I've never tried to like, you know, like steal it, like use it permanently, but I've tried to like
play
if
Xbox
I'm in like
Live.
A temp well, I've never done that.
I haven't done that.
If I'm in like a temporary situation, I've checked to see if there's any like open connections.
I've done it when my internet has gone down before. Look for other people's internet that has worked.
Yeah, and me and Libra used to play Xbox Live with the people above us.
That's right.
Somebody's probably killing my internet by doing that.
Yeah.
One person would like finally put like get smart and put a lock on. I think we just move on to the next person that was closest to us.
I don't think anyone's gotten on my network because I have a retarded password for it. It's really long.
Yeah, one of the ones that are like the one that has like, you know, like 100 characters or whatever, just uncrackable.
Yeah, I think mine has 24, but
I love it when people like think they're saved because they have the code but they still use the default. It's like 0101.
Yeah. Or like I've done it before where like our internet will go out and there'll be internet around me and it'll be secured and like it'll say like Linksys 345 or something like that, and I know they didn't change the name.
Yeah.
So they probably didn't change the password.
Yeah.
Which means the password's either blank, root, or admin.
Yeah.
And I'll get on. And I'll be like moron. And then my internet will come back and I'll get it back on mine. Yeah. Speaking of internet, Egypt comes back online.
Oh,
Egypt was offline for a while. And I saw an article that said if internet ever gets cut where you're at, you could still get on dial up.
Oh.
So if you need internet that bad,
I'd rather just like
dial
go
up will
it.
Still work. Screw that, dude. I'll use dial up.
But by the time you use dial up, this backup.
Dial up. Let's just be savages again then. You're like building the fire like manually.
Oh, we just live in a cave, huh? Oh, we just break shit.
You guys remember the episode of South Park when the internet went out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they just pulled the giant router.
Unplugged it and plugged it back in. All right, white iPhone. Shipping and release update from Apple. It's on its way soon. So soon you can get a white iPhone.
Speaking of iPhone, Verizon.
I thought they were always white.
No, they're black.
No, they're black.
They're black iPhones. But what I was going to say here is that, like, have you ever noticed how, like, with phones and with gaming consoles, the difference between black and white is cyclical between generations? Like, the first Xbox was black, and the next one's white, and it goes back to black. And then, like, the PlayStation starts with...
gray.
Gray, but... And then goes to black, and stays with black, and then there's white
PS3s
white out there now, yeah.
There was a white PlayStation, the regular PlayStation, I remember that.
Yeah, so...
And then you have Nintendo's, which I guess the first two were kind of gray, and then N64
black.
Was black, then
GameCube
was black.
They...
Or wait, it was...
It was purple.
Yeah, they had different. They had all
kinds
of colors
for GameCube.
They had purple, black. I had a black one.
I had a silver one.
Yeah. And then the Wii is white, and then they recently come out with the red and black one. I think red one was just a Christmas like type deal, and then they have a black one now. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, so it's just what I've noticed is it always runs like after you get sick of like the white, everything being white, then you switch it to black, and then everyone gets sick of that, and like, oh, here's a white version.
I'm always glad they keep electronics in a monochromatic scheme. You know, crazy it'd be like, hey, I got this pink TV with this, you know, like teal blue system.
Yeah,
like,
suck.
Oh yeah. That's what annoys me about DS is like the XLs only came in like two colors for like the longest time, and they like released blue. It's like, why don't you just make like at least have like one solid color like as an option? Like,
look, Pokemon Fly got it straight.
Like a DS or like a PSP or whatever, they should always, if you're gonna have multiple colors, at least have one either be black or white to start out with, or silver, and then get into your like weird ass colors like mahogany.
You remember the faceplates for the Xbox 360?
Yeah.
And how they were only faceplates. So it was like, well, if you got wood furniture, you just put the wood faceplate on, but then the sides and back are still completely white.
Yeah.
All right, and last story in technology news. The internet has run out of tubes.
Damn. What are we going to do?
Well, so the internet originally used this protocol called IPv4 to give out addresses to, you know, websites and stuff like that. It works like a street address, as in you go through IPv4 to get to the website. And when they released it in the early 1980s, there was about 4 billion or 8 billion, something like that, addresses. And so they thought that would last us forever. Well, the internet exploded and it didn't. But since about the late 1990s, like 99 or something, they switched to an IPv6 protocol, which has trillions upon trillions of addresses. And just this past week, IPv4 gave out the last 5 addresses, officially switching to the next protocol.
Jeez, pretty sweet.
Let's talk about tubes. Reminds me of George Carlin's jokes. He's like, he's just talking about like catchphrase or like little phrases that we say that don't make any sense. Like, it went down the tubes. What tubes? What fucking tubes? Like, where are these tubes? Don't you think we'd be able to see these tubes somewhere? And he's like, it takes the cake. Where does he take the cake? Oh, God, I love George Carlin. Hilarious.
Ended up not being super long, about an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. Imagine, though, if we didn't get off track, how short these podcasts would probably actually be.
I'd probably get more stories if we didn't go off track so often.
I think like it. I think it makes it more special for the viewers.
Well, nobody just wants to receive news like today in gaming. Like, you gotta have some discussion because that's interesting to hear.
I remember when Three Wave Awesome would go like fucking 2 hours.
Today in Cox, that was like 3, usual. They suck
usually
more
be like
Cox.
An hour and a half to 2 hours. But that's because we had like 5 segments and news stories, and then plus you gotta throw in little rants and going off track.
Yeah, all that good stuff. All right, so that'll do it for this week's podcast. This week, we're going to have another prank call episode because I just had more stuff from all the ones we did last week. I was able to make 2 episodes out of it. So we'll have that coming out this week. And maybe we'll do some more prank calls soon. So for Tyler and Stefan, this is Matt signing out.